Good morning, gardening friends, and welcome once again to WOAI's Lawn and Garden Program, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host. I'm Bill McReynolds. Well, as the month of October gets going and we get some of these nice cool fronts, especially wet ones, it really makes us feel good, the plants love it, and it's time to do a lot of things in our garden. Time to think about fertilizing our lawn, putting out those cold weather-loving plants in our garden and in our yard. We're here to help you do a better job of that. So welcome now to the garden program. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Calvin Finch, who is with us on the garden program this morning. And he's horticulturist with the Extension Service, serving us here in San Antonio and Bexar County. Calvin, with that cool front arriving this morning and with those good rains and cooler weather, you know, we knew that old hot weather couldn't last forever, but it's a great time to start thinking about firewood. Let's talk briefly about that and some of the things, some of the stories attached to that.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't it wonderful, Bill, that cool weather? Of course, traffic was a little tough.
Yeah, but see, I got out and got here before the traffic started.
Okay.
But it was raining at 4 o'clock when I left the house, or 4:15. It was really pouring.
Yeah. The cool weather does start people thinking about firewood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to talk about firewood now because of its relationship to oak wilt. You know, it's one of the key ways that oak wilt is spread. If you and I have talked about oak wilt off and on for the past year, and, and it's worthwhile to talk about a lot because it's an important problem and it has a real potential to to do a devastating job on the oak trees here in Bexar County. But if listeners remember that the oak wilt affects two of our types of oak trees, especially. That's the red oaks, the Spanish oak, Texas red oak, and then also the live oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And the red oaks are the trees that get it and have the potential to spread the disease. Remember, the vascular disease starts in, develops in the system, and then the red oak will be healthy one day. And normally this is in June, but it's even happened a few times in this fall this year. Then it'll get a bright red just like fall, and it'll be dead.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Might just take 2 weeks. But the red oak is the one that has that oak that fungal mat, and that fungal mat is the way the disease originally spreads. It gets under the bark, and it smells kind of like rotten cantaloupe or something, real sweet. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's got enough smell that it just all those bark beetles and sap beetles just hone in on that thing, and they feed on it and carry off the fungal spores. And the next target they land on is another tree with wounds.
Sure, yeah.
And if it's a red oak, you know, it'll infect the red oak. And if it's a live oak, it'll infect the live oak too. And then that's when we get in problem, because in the live oaks, the disease spreads through the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these big oak motts that are all the same tree, or just acres and acres of live oaks that where the roots graft together are just easy pickings.
Mm-hmm.
The disease spreads through them about 7,500 feet a year, and really tough to stop.